CliffCentral.com. We've got a guy who's coming in to talk to us now who's done an incredible thing. He has taken some aspect of what we consider our cultures and traditions in South Africa that we think are kind of, in some ways, looking backwards, and he's found a way to make them look forward. He's found a way to build something incredible and novel and technologically innovative at a time where some people want to hold on to the older stuff, but they want to do it in their own original way. And this is all part of a series of interviews we're doing with Alpha Code, where there's an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand up for grabs. Now, Ntutu Koshezi is the founder and CEO at Livestock Wealth. He used lessons he learned and the experiences he gained in starting his first business, where he designed and printed T-shirts, to apply for bursaries and finance his studies in electrical and mechanical engineering at the University of Cape Town. He saw a gap in the panel beating industry after being in a car accident and turned that into a business opportunity. So listen to this track. T-shirts, then he studies, then he goes into the panel beating industry because he sees a gap here. This is real entrepreneurship. He had a hand in Scratch Mobile, where I remember meeting him for the first time, a first known business of its kind in the world, an auto body repair service that was situated at OR Tambo in Johannesburg, obviously. Sees your car sorted out while you're flying. And Scratch Mobile won the General Motors Best Speed Shop category 2013. He was selected to be a Washington Fellow and participate in the Young African Leaders Initiative in 2014. And then he decided, you know what, I'm going to take this even further. And he started something called Livestock Wealth, which is a company that enables people to participate in what he calls crowd farming. Concept's pretty simple. Investors buy a six-month-old calf, which is reared on one of three farms that are leased by Livestock Wealth. The process is fully transparent. Calf prices are established and published every week by ABSA and Farmers Weekly. They then have an experienced team which uses technology to better manage each farm. Their team has a combined 70 years of experience in corporate farming and new venture creation. I am blown away by the kind of spirit that makes someone a serial entrepreneur, and one of those people is Ntutuko. It's very nice to see you, dude. What a pleasure to actually have you in the studio for a change. How are you doing, man?
I'm ecstatic being here and seeing you again.
You remember we met a long time ago?
Yeah, 2007.
That was when you were very busy launching Scratch Mobile, getting that off the ground.
Yes.
I remember you actually did fix something for me, didn't you?
Yeah, you were driving the black SLK at the time.
That's right, and you fixed a bump in the back fender or something.
Yes.
I said to you, what made you come up with this idea? And you said, look, people are getting onto planes. Hmm. This is a perfect time for them to have things fixed in their car that we can fix.
Yeah.
But don't have to take forever. I can make money while you're on your trip to Cape Town or Durban or whatever. When you get back, everything's sorted.
Hmm. And we did a good job on your car.
More importantly, you're doing a good job with everything.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. Are you happy with where you're at now compared to where you were then? Because you were hustling hard.
I'm still hustling. I'm still hustling. In fact, one thing I remember then in 2007 is that I said to Gareth, I'll give you a small discount if you allow me to put your picture on our website as a reference. And then you said yes. And then, that brought us lots of business. And that did,
Well, you know, I do believe in supporting entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And it's clearly something you have. It's got nothing to do with where you come from or how much education you have or any of that stuff. It's just a spirit some people have. Mm. And you are a salesman through and through. With this idea for Livestock Wealth, I'm curious, did it just come to you in a dream? Were you sitting talking to friends? How did this idea arrive on the scene? Because it's really quite clever.
It's a combination of things. I call it a continuous hunch, mm-hmm. where there's this one hunch, and then 6 months later, another hunch comes in, and then 12 months later, another one comes in of the same idea. And then eventually the idea bugs you so much that you can't help but get sink your feet into it. So, with this Livestock Wealth, it really stems from my growing up in Ndwedwe. Ndwedwe is not far from King Shaka Airport. Mm. At home, they had a few cows. So my grandmother and grandfather had a few cattle. And I'm told that how my mother got to become a teacher was that they didn't have to go for loans and all these other things because they didn't have any other form of investments. Mm-hmm. The only household bank they had at the time was the household cattle crawl. Mm-hmm. So every time in January, they were my mom had to go back to school, they will just go to the kraal and identify a cow they will sell. And they will sell that cow and kaboom, the school fees will be paid. And then she became a teacher, school principal, was able to take me to better schools. I became an engineer. I think my son should be able to become an astronaut if he wants. So can you see, so you actually can see how the cow has been central to taking my family from two generations back from poverty all the way to where I am now, where I'm running an international company with international investors and international customers, invoicing in dollars. You know,
I love this. So, yeah. Look, first of all, we know in South Africa and in other parts of Africa, and even in India, the cow is the it's the centerpiece of the economy, because you if you have nothing else, you can either, if it's a milk cow, you can get a constant supply of something that has economic value there, that has nutritional value, that can be fed back into the system.
Sure.
But you also have an article that you can sell at the market.
Absolutely.
And that can produce more of those. You know, it's a sustainable resource. And in some ways, that's a much better system, certainly in small communities, than many of the other systems developed by human beings for commerce. But in South Africa, it also carries a traditional and customary value, which I think for some people is deep in the genes.
Absolutely.
So it matters massively to people. It is something that people are attached to in a way that they're not attached to just paper money. So it gives you a feeling of real self-worth, esteem.
Absolutely.
Praise and praiseworthiness in a community. And for you to have found a way to take that, which is a very old, very kind of ancestral thing, and to build it into a 21st century product. That's quite clever.
Thank you. In fact, that's really what's the engine behind Livestock Wealth, to say Africa used to have a proper functional financial system due to our history that got disturbed. So we then say... So
you're right, you can say it, the white man.
No, I've learned the art of diplomacy.
Go on.
Yes. So we then have to say, let's take what used to work back in the day, which was people owning cattle and their wealth growing through ownership of cattle. Let's take that within the constraints that we have of limited land. Let's make it work for people who are urbanized, who don't have the skills of farming.
Yeah, they don't have space to keep a cow.
No space to keep cows, but they still have that emotional connection to the cows and the land. Livestock really was born out of that, to say, if I'm in Joburg today and I want to keep cattle, I have to find an uncle who owns a farm, and I buy a few cows from him and he keeps them for me. But not everyone has got that uncle. So Livestock Wealth, essentially our platform becomes the uncle for everyone. Like Joshua Doe, you've got an uncle in the cattle farming business. that's really us. That's what our platform does.
What are the cattle? Is cattle price a lot less volatile than the Bitcoin price?
Cattle price is very, 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 it's very predictable. It's really, really extremely predictable. Even though it's always on an upward trend, it's always like, if you look at cattle prices from what you could pay in 2015 to buy a cow compared to today, it's more than doubled.
Oh, really?
In a space of 3 years, you know, because we had the drought and then the prices shot up after the drought when farmers are trying to restock their farms. But other than that, it's really predictable. It's not like tomorrow morning it's going to be this one thing, then the next day it's
It sounds like a good rate of return.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot better than some stocks and shares.
Absolutely. We sought to really touch on that nerve of saying, most people don't understand stocks and shares. Or even those who understand them want to have something else different, something that does not depend on geopolitical events. So if Donald Trump becomes president, if you own cows, that doesn't affect you at all, because the cows are still eating grass, getting pregnant and making babies and growing in value and size. Even if Zuma is ousted from power, So Ramaphosa comes in, if there's a faction of this, a faction of that.
The cow retains its value.
The cow retains its value. So it's a really good alternative for people with lots of assets and saying, okay, I want to have like 5% of my worth in cattle, which is really what we've developed.
So how many cattle are you allowed to own? As many as you like?
Yeah. You can own as many as you can.
I can tell Ben and Sia are interested in buying. Can you buy a portion of a cow, or do you have to buy one whole calf?
Yeah, you can. You can buy a portion, which is a quarter, okay. a portion of a calf, and then that's like $2,000. So really, for $2,000, you can get.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And you update these prices all the time.
Yes, so we try and keep them as pretty static as okay. possible, so that maybe have an increase once a month or once every 2 months, so we can really balance out the system we've created.
I love this. How many people are involved in at the moment? How many people?
We have about 800 investors.
That's great.
Who own close to 1,600 cows.
Wow.
So this is since 2015 when we started off with only 26 cows, and we've grown to 26 cows. 4 farms now. More farmers are really coming on board and saying, we want to work with you guys. Can we have some of your in our farms? Can we have maybe 10 or 20 cows belonging to your investors?
Yeah.
So lots more farmers are coming and approaching us and partnering with us in that way.
Have you got old school white farmers who want to be part of this?
Yeah. We do. I think they're also realizing that, you know, that this idea has got legs. Excuse the pun.
And the market has changed.
You're
not going to go to an agricultural show and buy cattle you used to in the old days. You want to hop on an app.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in this case, if an old white farmer chooses to become an uncle to one of our investors, really, they benefit that they could, if they've got cows they wanted to sell to raise money, they don't have to sell them outside of their farm. Mm-hmm. They could sell them to someone and still keep them
on
their
farm right.
and then get paid for looking after them.
Now how does
with an option to buy them back at some point when they want them back.
Okay, so in other words, you can buy and sell like you would shares at any time.
Exactly. Yeah.
What happens if one of the cows die?
We've created an insurance for that.
Oh.
So everyone, as part of the 10 rand a day maintenance fee, that includes the rental of the farm, heading, medicine, and insurance in case of death.
10 rand a day?
Just only.
I mean, it's expensive. You don't get a cow for free.
That's like cheaper than maintaining a dog.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, that could account for the doubling in value that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Because obviously you're paying a lot of money to keep the cow alive and well.
But it gives you money.
No, sure.
It gives you money.
No, of course.
Which we've done the maths. In terms of rate of return, it comes to between 11 and 13%.
So are we growing new expertise here as well? I mean, are people learning about the different kinds of cattle, and some are more expensive than others?
Sure. So in fact, We've tried to simplify it as much as possible. And the good thing probably which I could announce here on the show is that in the next few weeks, if you're going to this famous store with a W sign.
Woolworths.
Yes.
So you can say what you want here.
Yeah. At buying free range beef.
Uh-huh.
In the next 2 weeks, we're going to be starting supplying
Woolies
with free range.
Wow. Yeah. That's extraordinary. Well done. I mean, could you have imagined this sort of success when you started?
Didn't at all.
No.
Because free range beef is expensive to raise because it needs funding.
Mm.
So if Garrett owns a free range cow that's growing on our farm, he's helping the nation eat better.
Mm.
We're not saying people must eat more beef, but they must eat good quality beef, which is really full of nutrients, no growth hormones, no antibiotics.
And where that animal's raised properly,
exactly.
Where you know, there's no cruelty, it's got space to live, it can grow, the meat is better
Absolutely.
Quality if the animal isn't stressed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I got you. Is Scratch Mobile still going?
Scratch Mobile is going strong.
Is it?
It's going strong. My wife runs it now. So she's doing a better job than me, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many businesses have you got right now?
Two.
Just those
two?
Yeah,
just those two. So I'm really ultra focused on livestock wealth to really deliver value for our investors and on this. Because I think that it's got really a great opportunity to grow beyond the borders of SA.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You take this to Zambia and Zimbabwe and all over the place.
And there's a need there, you know. So if we can go to Zambia, Zimbabwe and organize agriculture in a profitable way and access and get people to have access to proper markets and get funding for good quality farming, I think that will be a life well lived.
Yeah. Absolutely. And along the way, you'll make some decent profits.
Yes.
Now, how has Alpha Code been involved in your journey?
So Alpha Code is an arm of Rand Merchant Investments who gave the first batch of funding to Adrian Goh when he was starting Discovery and also Outsurance. So they're really always on a lookout for really good, innovative financial services ideas and entrepreneurs. And in 2016, I was selected to be part of their program, which came with us winning R500,000 in prize money in a pitch competition that we entered.
Yeah.
So the whole of 2016, we were stationed right at Two Merchant Place.
In the heart of Sandton.
In the heart of Sandton, with the stock exchange right in front of me.
The stock exchange and you're actually trading cows.
Absolutely, you know, the original stock exchange, you know. So and the bigger picture is that once the company has really been guided through the various stages of growth, that it could make it ready for investment by the bigger RMI company, which then funds this, which will then give us funding to accelerate and really grow way bigger.
And along the way, did they introduce you to people who could give you advice and people who you could bounce ideas off of?
Absolutely, absolutely. The good thing is that you get access to their network of people. So when we were exploring insurance, we had access to their insurance people. When we were doing some ROI returns and things, we had access to some of their actuaries who were like helping us to really commercialize and be able to communicate the rate of return in numbers that the general public or the investment public can understand. So that's really the the beauty of it. And we're looking at in the near future, just like you can go to the bank and do a fixed deposit payment, you should be able to go to the same bank teller and say, I want to buy a car. So those are some of the discussions we're pushing to really make it totally accessible to the general public.
Well, there it is. With an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand with Alpha Code, they're inviting applications to their prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high potential innovative entrepreneurs like Ndutuko and could be you. Boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. There are 16 businesses. Be invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final 8 businesses, by the way, if you get selected and your business goes into the final 8, they will complete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from entrepreneurial packages worth 2 million rand each. The first round of applications closes soon, on the 7th of September, and the program will begin on the 1st of November 2018. If you want to go and find out how to enter and see the list of entries, there's a link. You can go to cliffcentral.com and you'll find it all on our main page. Alpha Code has been a part of the livestock wealth journey, and Ndutuko, it's very good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, you see, you meet entrepreneurs in all kinds of unexpected places. You will identify them because they are evangelists for what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You knew what you were doing with Scratch Mobile. You know what you're doing with Livestock Wealth. Congratulations. I'm very, very impressed with your success, and I hope you have much more.
Thank you. I appreciate that. CliffCentral.com.